Some 20 years ago, my parents, living then between Cleveland and Columbus, made a commitment that they would continue to return on Mother's Day to visit their own mothers, both of whom were still living 20 years ago. Practice continued after my grandmother, my mother's mother, died at 101. But they continued to go back because my dad's mother remained alive. My own father passing almost 5 years ago to the day. And my mom has just felt it so important to continue the practice of visiting her mother-in-law, who suddenly is the one getting pretty close to 104. So mom is back home in Wisconsin, their home state, their hometown, and had the chance to talk to mom. And I asked her how her flowers look compared to the ones my brother sent. And wait till one of them finds out that I charged my flowers on his card. I so don't feel bad about it. Oh, goodness. There's a lot of work left to be done with me. It's so fitting and appropriate to just marvel on God's gift of motherhood and to just be filled with gratitude for the way that God has touched all of us in this way. There are some stories that seemingly have a perfect ending only to surprise us that they continue a little bit. Maybe there's a story that comes to your mind that way. Maybe it's an event where you thought the outcome of the game was absolutely determined, only to discover that it goes into an overtime. Well, the gospel feels that way a little bit, because the resurrection seems to be the perfect ending to the story. Jesus suffers, dies, and rises. And maybe there's even some, if it were a movie at this very point, might simply exit the theater thinking, that's a great ending to the story. But not so fast, my friends, as the story continues. And we have this event today that's a part of the gospel narrative. In fact, the culmination of the gospels and the beginning of Acts of the Apostles, in which Jesus, after having risen, spends 40 days, we heard in Acts chapter 1, instructing, encouraging, exhorting the disciples all about his kingdom. And then Jesus ascends. And the ascension is an integral part of the story. It's the fulfillment of the paschal mystery. It's not an add-on, but culmination, in which now the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, he exerts majesty and divine power from the heavenly throne. He, fully God and fully human. It's the glorified body that rises from the dead and ascends into heaven. That wherever heaven is and whatever it is, humanity is present already. And friends, we're not speaking metaphorically, that humanity is literally present in heaven as a foreshadowing of the proper end to our story. But even then, the story doesn't end. Though the gospel narrative perhaps concludes, but the story doesn't end, because with the ascension of the Lord, at the very same time, simultaneously, the followers of Christ, the members of his church, guess what? That's you and that's me. Us, we are to be about what? We are to be about proclaiming the good news to everyone we meet, that our thoughts and our words and our actions are to bear witness to the reality of Jesus, who has come, who has suffered, who has died, who has rose, who has ascended, and who now reigns supreme. It's as if pens have been given to us, And we continue to write the story with our lives. There are many along the way about whom we have learned, some of whom we have known, that have done this in exceptionally beautiful fashion. The saints, some of them perhaps not known to the church universally, but perhaps a mother, tender and dear to you, who has gone before you, who with her life has so beautifully continued the story of the good news of Christ, which is the victory of love and of life, not only here, but for all eternity. Friends, on this feast of the Ascension, it's for us to consider how our lives will add to the story. We'll continue to write the story and to perpetuate it. Lord God, we pray for that inspiration to not be afraid, to add to the great story, which is your drama, into which we have been so privileged to be placed. Let our lives bear compelling witness to you as Lord, as Savior, and Messiah of us all. Amen.